Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hi, this is Bob Miller of the Los Angeles Kings. You're listening to King's Realm Podcast. Hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network and DraftKings. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at King's Realm Pod and leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 562-317-0087. So, we're still in the shitty part of summer with not much Kings news, so we're just going to make some up with a listener-submitted Triple Crown line. And unfortunately, just hours before the podcast started, we lost another absolute legend here in L.A., so we're definitely going to cover that, but let's get this going. I'm Dennis Wilson. That is James Whitlock.
To have a trifecta in your city of amazing broadcasters has been a treat of our generation.
Absolutely. And Jordan Heckman.
You know, I wasn't going to drink tonight, but then we got this news. So here
cheers.
We are.
Bottoms up. Yeah. Agree.
Pour one out for the storytellers, huh?
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that in my studio.
In mine. It's concrete.
That props to you. Mine is too, but
I've already spilled beer on my carpet enough.
I know.
I got in trouble. So
Dennis is fancy. He has carpet in his studio.
Oh, yeah. It's my living room, so.
You're not supposed to give it away.
I ain't afraid to say it.
No. I should tell people that it's my garage.
I mean, you can say whatever you want. James does.
But this mine's was in my beautifully repurposed by Mr. Brandon. Dennis's baby daddy.
There it is.
From didn't Stanhope. The great people at Stanhope, or the great person at Stanhope, I guess.
Who the fuck is Stan?
Nah, nobody helps a lot.
He writes fan letters.
Fan letters.
That's an Eminem reference.
Oh, that was an Eminem reference. That
thank
was good.
You.
That was
mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I got that. Well done. All right, pay the bills. Move on. Just poured it in my office. Thank you. Go Rudio.
James is too busy putting up comments on Twitch to pull up the read.
Go Rudio. I like that. I'm trying to think about that, the kind of plays. Mikey, I protested against it, but I was outvoted. I'm not gonna be in the best of moods tonight, so apologies already in advance, but tis what it is. I'll tell you what doesn't end, though. The action never ends.
That's a weird transition. But
at DraftKings Sportsbook, the action never ends at DraftKings Sportsbook, especially this summer. With tons of ways to bet on your favorite sports, you can fuel your fandom and feel the heat of the season like never before. Plus, right now, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers a risk-free bet to up to $1,000. That's right. Make your first bet up to $1,000, and if it doesn't win, you'll get another shot to cash in. You can throw down on all major action for baseball, golf, MMA, and more. Plus, same-game parlays, spreads, money lines, over-unders, and props means your betting options feel endless. Best of all, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. Make your first deposit and get your risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code THPN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
It's all about those notes.
Boom. Yeah, so Kings news. There is no Kings news other than Brant Clark got snubbed again for the World Juniors. So moving on.
No, well, that great checklist that he now matches up for Bobby Orr. So.
Oh, yeah. What was it? He's a kid from Ontario and got snubbed for...
Yeah, it hasn't played in World Juniors.
Yeah.
There's a long checklist that someone tweeted out, and only the two top ones are checked.
I'm okay with that. It's a good start.
Yeah,
it's a great start.
Hey, yeah. I mean, at least you got a roadmap to success.
Listen, you got to win 16 games to win the Stanley Cup, and you got to start somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
It's a good start, like Jim said.
P.S., as a fucking defenseman, he won the Calder and the Hart and something else that was like the Art Ross or something like that. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah. Craziness.
Hot take for Mikey.
Save it.
Brant Clark is making the lineup first night.
He's talking about Brant Clark or Bobby Orr?
Bold prediction.
Maybe Bobby Orr. I mean, he's kind of old, but.
That would be a bold prediction.
Mm-hmm. Guy's making the lineup first night.
Yeah, I don't
change
I don't
my
think,
mind. Nope.
I don't think it's that bold, to be honest with you. And that's why I went ahead and saved it and didn't. Or said it and didn't save it.
Yeah.
You know, that thing that Fair I enough. Said that I saved. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Did your brain just break?
This 10% watermelon Dorado is already getting to my head.
Ah. Dorado.
It's pink.
I went back to our party beer company, the LA Deepa, the hazy double IPA.
Deepa.
That one was pretty fucking good.
It is great. What was it again? Yeah. Was it 8%?
Something like that. 8.3 or 9.
I'm over here drinking
10%.
10%.
My bad.
Hey, James and I are both 10%ers.
Double D right here.
Jenna's coming in here with that weak shit.
Yeah, I think mine's like 4.5%, maybe.
Drinking down this double D.
Whoa.
You guys, jinx.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 4%. Mind haze.
Oh, that's not like a session hazy?
It's a session hazy, yeah. 100 calorie, 4%. Drink them all fucking day long. Only get kind of fat.
I have not tried paperback yet, Mikey. I have not even looked for it. Thank you for the reminder. I'm going to do that. James is sometimes 10% right. That's correct. That's why he's drinking a 10% beer.
That's my beer.
Yeah, there you go.
That'd be my beer choice now.
Yeah, there you go.
10%ers.
All right, moving on to some of the sad news, and I don't want to dwell on the fact that it's sad for too long, even though that's what James is going to do, which is totally fine because that's the way that he's going to deal with it. But LA lost a great one. This is not hockey-related, but it is sports-related. Good friend of Bob Miller, who's a friend of the show, by the way. Bob Miller, that is. Or we just say that he is. Vince Scully has passed away at the age of 94 today. 94. We do not know the circumstances quite yet. But if you don't know who Vince Scully is, get out under the fucking rock that you've been living under. He was the voice of the Dodgers for 67 years, ever since back in the Brooklyn days. Although, funny story, he did grow up a Giants fan who was the Dodgers' biggest rival. I really wanted to write something and try and like pay homage to Vince Scully in a storytelling type of way. I, number one, cannot write very well, and I think it would be disrespectful to try and do him justice that way.
You can't out-tell the greatest storyteller.
Right. It's not the way to do it, so we're going to do it in our own special way, and that's just what we're going to do.
James turned into the lowdown.
Yep, now he's even lower. and the reason why I started off with I don't want to dwell on it being sad is I was pretty fucking sad when we heard the news during the broadcast during the game. One of the rare games, by the way, that we get to watch as a non-spectrum, I think, consumer that was on TBS. My wife and I have been watching Vin for a long time together. It hit home, man. It's fucking sad. And, he's everybody's third grandpa or whatever number it is for you. Mm-hmm. I forget who it was, but it's a guy that actually, he came up doing minor leagues for the Dodgers, and when he made it to the bigs, Vin came over and said, "So you're the new boy, huh?" And he said he was the closest to Vin out of all the people on the actual broadcast, and they brought on Big Poppy and like a few other people who are from the TBS people, and they all told their stories. They're all awesome. But he said, he's like, you know, we could make this entire broadcast of Vin Scully tribute show. But Vin would fucking hate that. He didn't say fucking, but he said Vin would disapprove with that. He would say, get on with it. It's about the game. So that really hit home for me, because I think that's 100% right. And I think as opposed to at least for me personally, as opposed to dwelling on how sad it's going to be, this is the time to celebrate such a generational talent, the best storyteller in the world.
Absolutely.
I'm off my soapbox. Sorry.
No, I morphed into an Angel fan, but I grew up watching the Dodgers, you know, with my grandpa, and he would mute the TV for the broadcast that Vin wasn't doing on TV and listen to him on the radio. You know, if we went to games, he brought the radio so that he could listen to Vin.
So many people did that.
Yeah. So cool. Yeah. And I remember even games we went to without my grandpa, like there was always somebody close to you in the stands listening to Vin on the radio.
Yep.
So that you don't see that ever anywhere else. So that's, he was definitely unique. So sad day. Fucking hurts.
Yeah. Fun fact from Mikey, Vin Scully nicknamed his soon to be father-in-law, the Wiz from Woodland Hills. Now I'm going to Google who the Wiz from Woodland Hills is.
There's definitely more to that. I'm sure we'll find out in a voicemail at some point. So
nothing popping up. You're right. Like everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people. And before, you know, technology was a thing, they would bring their fucking full on like
radio boom boxes, you know?
Yeah. Well, not quite that, but it'd be like the little handheld, you know, AM FM radio with the long antenna, and they'd be playing it out loud. And if someone were to do that today with any other broadcaster, I'd be like, dude, fuck you. Like get some headphones. But there was Dave Walsh, he only played 20 games as a relief pitcher. Hey, that's 20 more games than any of us.
made it to the show.
Right. Yeah, I mean, no one would ever say anything about that. And it's, I don't know.
Yep. And like I said, that was very, very unique. And I don't think I've ever seen that in any other stadium.
Well, and, you know, it's you know someone's a good dude when your biggest rivals team, your biggest rivalry team names their broadcasting studio after you.
Oh, really?
The broadcasting studio in Oracle Park for the San Francisco Giants is Vin Scully Broadcasting Studio.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. They also have a retired mic for him as well, just like the Dodgers do.
I saw the plaque. Because he called his last game there.
Yeah, but it's not like retired, but yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that they named the studio after him. That's that says something.
How fitting is it that he passes away on a game against the Giants in San Francisco when that was also the last game that he called?
Yeah, in San Francisco.
Yeah, we have a group thread going on, and somebody responded, Vin really knew how to bookend a story, and that is fucking, you couldn't have done it better if you tried.
Well, that was his quote, right? Like, God willing, I'll be able to end my career.
In San Francisco.
When the Dodgers are playing the Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and he said, or something to the effect of end it all or something like that. It was something where it was left open for interpretation, not necessarily his broadcasting career. And not only did it happen, you know, the end of his career, but he also passed the same day. So I don't know.
I don't know, like whatever you believe in, but there's something behind that, man. Like it's fucking, it's wild. And if you really think about it, it gives you fucking chills.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was a nationally broadcasted game.
Yeah.
When, you know, still a majority of Dodger fans don't have access to televised games during the regular season.
I'll bet that broadcast started getting a lot of viewers.
Oh, I'm sure.
The guy does a good job. I've watched some of the games of him on TBS, and he does a good job, and he's learned from the best. So it's really no surprise there, right?
Yep.
So,
all right. Well, let's honor Vin's wishes and not dwell.
Move the fuck on.
Move it on. Because we could go all night about how sad this is and upsetting and talk Vin's stories all night, I'm sure. So
there's not a lot of things I can do all night. And this is one of them.
Yeah. I remember going over to your house to watch the Kings in 2014. And I almost walked out with your Vin Scully bobblehead. And
oh, yeah.
You I think you threatened my life. So
yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, I went to Jen and I went to the Vin Scully bobblehead night. Back in, I think it was probably 2014 or maybe 2013. We sat like right where the right field foul pole is, first row. And Jenny was terrified all fucking night because balls were coming our way the whole time.
It's terrifying sitting on in the line of fire like that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. That's the only time I've ever sat like really on the field like that. Mm-hmm. And you are fucking there, dude. You can smell the grass. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that what a cool way to like, you know, spend that night.
Yeah. So. Very cool. Very, very cool. So, all right. Shit. I mean,
answer, Mikey. The answer is no. I don't have the Dodgers Night King jersey.
You don't?
No. They go for like $2,000-$3,000 a piece.
They go for so much money.
It is the largest Kings Care Foundation jersey night every year. We've done it. We've said it on the show. I've announced it on the show, where they're bringing in, you know, $70,000 for these jerseys. And an average night would be, you know, 25, 30. So
that's nuts.
Not even one of them. That is lame. I know.
Is that something that you would ever get like a knockoff of, James?
I'm thinking about it now.
Right?
I feel like you're trying to hide this, James.
Mikey, if you were part of our Patreon, you'd know that answer.
Whoa. No, that's the OnlyFans.
Coming from a guy named Harry Bossex. it's just another piece of there's the days we had them and the days we don't. And yeah. Just tied to a lot of childhood memories. So
absolutely. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to reflect on like a lot of those memories that'll pop up over the next several days, you know.
Moving on.
Cause there's a lot of them.
Ah, fuck.
Oh shit.
That's one way to cut the tension there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's perfect.
All right. So you can play another one. Yeah, let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey.
Are you going to hit them all? Right. So I don't have to worry about it? Okay.
Yeah, you're in a state, so I got this. Thank you. But you do have to play our first voicemail tonight because we got ourselves a Triple Crown line. Submitted it.
Ah, see? And you're not even drinking 10%.
I know.
You 4% bitch.
I'm only 4% bitch. I'll take it. It's way less than I have been.
Way to get out of that one.
Smooth, Dennis. That was smooth. Well played, Dennis. Yeah, that was good. That was really good. I'm proud, actually.
Yeah.
That's a fucking improvement, and I'll take it.
I feel like a proud father. Like I feel like when Luke hit his first baseball, not off a tee.
There you go.
All right. Here we go.
I've heard that sound before. I got a Triple Crown line idea. Hate it or love it, here it is. Triple crown line. L.A. Kings, Stanley Cup playoffs, series. What's your triple crown line for L.A. Kings, Stanley Cup playoff series? And go.
All right.
All right. So he said love it or hate it. Two of us love it. One of us hate it.
Yeah.
I'll let you figure that out who it is. James, go first since you hate it.
Wow. I only hate it because I really don't want to think right now. I'm in
a different
world. So not enthusiastic about pulling up stats and shit, but
I'm gonna
get off easy here and I'm gonna take 2014 Kings Blackhawks as the series of the decade, and I think the series of the modern time Stanley Cup playoffs.
That one series of the decade, right? In their award ceremony that they did for like their like top 10 countdown.
Yep.
That is the easy number one choice. That is the trying to think of that is the Connor McDavid of picks. It's the, you know, I'll keep it hockey related. It's the Austin Matthews soon to be King pick right there, man.
It's the bold prediction of saying Arizona's going to sell out every game next year.
Yeah. It is that number one pick. That is the only right answer. If you pick anything else, you're wrong.
Especially as a Kings fan. Especially as a Kings fan.
Even not as a Kings fan. If you're picking, as we know, it won best series of the decade, and I'm sure there's an argument to be made for best series of the quarter century, half century, century. It just is what it is. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah,
it was four overtime games?
I forget, but it was
all the overtime games.
It was a game 7 OT winner.
Yep.
By none other than Alec.
Yep.
He got to warm up those Jazz hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so, he sure did.
It was cool. Game two was 600th answered goal after being down 2-0. Jeff Carter got the Hattie. Just like electric. Like that was a game where you felt like nothing could go wrong.
Yeah. Whoever won that series, like I know people say this a lot, but whoever wins a certain series wins the Stanley Cup, and bar none, whoever won that series would have won the Stanley Cup. They could have beat any fucking team.
Oh, absolutely.
And the fact that things were able to edge out the defending champions at the time.
They had to come from behind. It was like a 3-1 series and they came from behind, right?
I think that was after.
And that was after going down 3-0 to the Sharks. I remember when they were down, they were facing elimination. I was like, well, it's been a great run. You know, Chicago's just that good. We might get another win in there, but
the Kings were up 3-1 in the series.
There was another Chicago series where they were down. I'm pretty sure they were up in that series or down in that series.
No, they were down one, then they won the next three, and then Chicago came back and won the next two, and then they won game seven.
So there was actually only two overtimes in that. It was game five and game seven, but game five was a double overtime.
Right, double.
Yeah.
And Mr. Game Seven scored the tying goal to set them up. So
yep, to set it to overtime, I believe. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Amazing. All right, Dennis, you or me next?
You can go.
I mean, the obvious second pick, I'm not going to take. Only because I love to shit on Vancouver. Game one of 2020, or sorry, the first series of 2012. The fact that Vancouver was the President's Trophy winner at 111 points. That's a lot. That's a lot of points. I think that might be the last time someone from the Pacific has won the President's Trophy. Anyways, don't fact check me. And the fact that they came in and they smoked them 4-1 from the eighth seed. Holy shit. And they went up 3-0. Vancouver came back and won one, actually in LA, which kind of sucks. But whatever. And that game also ended in overtime. Man, what a good fucking feeling to come in guns a-blazing, eighth seed, beat the President's Trophy winner, even though there's a curse associated with that. Fucking awesome.
We just proved it right, right?
Yeah.
Oh, can I also go back and say Chicago had one of the greatest flag waivers?
Nope.
In that series too.
Was it you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The flag leader, not just a waiver, but you were the leader.
Leader.
Leader of the pack.
Is it? Is it appropriate still to tell people what you were called?
You guys are the only ones that called me that. So,
well,
I feel like Jordan was the only one that really did it.
That wasn't even me. That was, I think Vic came up with
nope,
that.
Nope, that was Eric.
No, was it Eric?
That's
that
on
was
brand.
Totally the hammer. And actually, that
that's
is not
on
even
brand.
Apparently, that is just something that is a color guard nickname. So,
oh, is it?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, well.
So he's not even original.
Oh. I think it's culturally inappropriate right now, so we probably shouldn't say it.
No, I'm sure people know.
I mean, Pride Month is over.
I mean, if you know, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That flag, it sucked.
It's not how you spell it either.
It's OT, right?
That's the French spelling.
You have to be way more offensive than that.
Get it?
Oh, my God.
All right, Dennis, you got two.
I got two?
Yeah.
All right, so I got to go.
That's how the game works. It's only the 10th time we've done this.
I know, right? So I'm going to go, because this one kind of roped me back into the Kings way back when. 2001 versus the Red Wings. Adam Deadmarsh with the Game 6 OT winner. Man, that was fucking awesome.
You know, you would have been smart to like say that to your last, because no one was going to take that.
It's got to go high, because that one strategic. That one just it means that one means a little bit more to me. So
all right, that's fair.
That's also a pretty good series for Luke.
All right, what should I do for my second pick? I have so many here. I think it hasn't been done yet. So I think I'm going to do the 2014 Stanley Cup winning series versus the Rangers.
You dick.
That was just, I don't, you had a lot to do with that pick, Jordan, because just, you know, watching that one with a bunch of friends, and it just, that meant a lot. That was a fun series and freaking stressful series. The OTs, the double OT winner. So
yeah, jazz hands. Yep. We watched the clinching game at my house, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
we watched it at your house. Remember, we were so loud when they won. You had someone come from like three doors down to come drink with us because he was watching by himself and he wanted to party with some people.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. That was so
that
much
was
fun.
Rad, yeah,
that was gonna be my next pick because of that. Instance, mm-hmm. like watching all those games with like every one of those games I watched with friends, whether it was you or Allison or you know, other people. And in fact, my favorite game of that series, second favorite game of that series, was I was down in San Diego for a buddy's bachelor party. No longer married, she likes chicks. What's it called? It was game two or three, and we're like, let's go find, you know, a Kings bar in San Diego, and somehow we found a Kings bar in San Diego, and it was like a two-tier thing. There was like a loft upstairs with like a secondary bar and TVs and stuff like that, and the entire bottom ground floor was filled with Kings fans, and half the like upper floor was filled with Rangers fans, and it was one of the overtime games, and there was this fucking yoked ass fucking Rangers fan. He was a big dude. He had to be like 260 pounds.
Hey,
like
forget about it.
6'2", pure muscle. And we score that overtime winning game or goal. And I just look at him up at them. And I happen to make eye contact with him. And I just give him the two-handed double bird, just fuck you. I mouth it, and he just goes like this and just like, ugh, like head down. And then like afterwards, like we're fucking wasted because it was a day game too. It was like a 1 o'clock game, 2 o'clock game, something like that. And I went up there afterwards because like even though the Kings won that series 4-1, that series was not that close. It just simply wasn't. Like there was, mm-hmm. I think that was the one that I was thinking of that had three overtimes. That series could have gone either way. And like we, you know, went up there and like chummed it up. We were both wasted and shook his hand. You know, have a great rest of the series. That was my next pick. But I don't hate you for taking it because
you can't hate me for taking it.
No, I can though because now I have to think of my next one. I'll think of my next one, but. There's a couple. I mean, I don't want to take it from James, so I won't. But I got to go beating Anaheim in the second round in 2014.
Nah, that's quite special.
It is.
For so many reasons.
And coming off of a gnarly series against the Sharks, and then to go to our cross county rivals, I guess, county next door rivals, and having another very close series, and just the names that have come out of that series that are probably going to go to the Hall of Fame. That was such a fun fucking series. And then to lead into that Chicago series, like
serendipitous, right? It just kind of all felt right.
Yeah. I mean, and just all three of those series, man, just like taking it to game seven and just, so good.
Yeah, 6-2 winner.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. And it's nice because there wasn't travel, right? It was kind of like it all stayed here. All the focus was here. Mm-hmm. It was a very unique experience, I think, for Southern California hockey fans. And one that I hope most fans cherish because win or lose, it's hard to say you'll get that again, right? It was just kind of like both teams aligned to be there. If it does happen again in a like a King drive to the cup, it would be amazing. But
yeah,
have that happen and have them in kind of, you know, forever on that ring as a victory on the Stanley Cup ring. That's pretty mm-hmm. special.
No. And then also to have like going back to that particular series, like to have all those games so close, like almost all the games were one goal games, save the Jonathan Quick shutout in game four, and then to come out game seven, they were fucking dominant in that game. In game seven, puck dropped. 5 minutes later, you knew who was winning the game, and it just felt like fucking kismet. Like the Kings were going to win that series 5 minutes, 10 minutes after that puck drop, and you knew it, and it felt so good.
Fair enough.
Take it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, since we're staying current, I've got to say the series between the Kings and the Sharks. We've mentioned it before. We've talked about it. Only the fourth time that a team's ever come back from a 3-0 deficit.
I just wanted to let you know how much I love you for not taking that, by the way.
What's that?
I just want to tell you how much I love you for not taking that from you.
Oh, well, that's I appreciate that. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, to be a team that's done it, only the second team in my lifetime, and that the guys will tell you that's saying a lot.
it's because he's old.
But yeah, that was kind of special because it just felt, you felt so low, and to come back and have that energy as a fan, to God bless, just to have, to be like, all right, we're in this, it's time to go. And I really felt like that was the jump start the teams needed to move forward and take it all the way. So
was you're saying the fourth time that that's ever happened in history. Is that all of sports or is that just hockey?
Hockey.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Cause I remember that this past season, cause they were talking about it. What do you think is more impressive, coming back, obviously the fourth team being down 3-0, or winning a first championship in major sports history?
As the eighth seed?
As the eighth seed, yeah.
Obviously the eighth seed, because they never had the advantage, right? You had to win that every time.
And then to do it in the fashion that they did, like, it was, I think at the time it was the least amount of games played to win a Stanley Cup.
I don't think it was the most. Yeah, I think it was in the top three though.
Yeah.
But yeah, to do it in that fashion and to do it just so aggressively and make history that way, it was pretty awesome.
I mean, I don't know too much about hockey, clearly, but I feel like the way that the Kings played that 2012 year, it changed the way that playoff hockey was played, or like the makeup of a playoff hockey team. It didn't have to be the most skillful team. It had to be the team that was ready to play every night as hard as they could, no matter how big or how small they were. Like you saw that with St. Louis when they won the cup. They were not the most skilled team. Yes, they have skilled players on their team, but like they came in and they fucking took hits to everybody, and they won a Stanley Cup because of it. And their little bitch goalie was pretty good too. But
interesting fun fact. In fact, useless stat, courtesy of Victor Costello, or at least the namesake of useless stat of the week. Shout out to Vic, Ben. Justin Williams, 7 points in 7 games.
For Mr. Game 7?
Yeah.
In the San Jose series?
He had points in all 7 games, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yep.
Very useless.
It's not that useless. At least it's cool.
It is cool.
That's like a fun party trick, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Fun party trick.
Moving on to my last pick. Actually, no, sorry. James gets the second one.
Did James get two?
All right. Last one for me. Taking it back. I was still in high school. Go ahead, Jordan. But this tells you I'm not as old as they make me sound. 1993 Clarence Campbell conference final, Maple Leafs, Kings. Just a gritty series.
That was before gritty.
It was before gritty. Junior year of high school. That was a fun series.
That was in the eighth grade.
I didn't understand a lot of it, but it was so gritty.
I was six.
That was on my list because the Kings weren't supposed to win that series.
No, there was a lot of shit that they just let them play. There was some serious no calls in that series.
Well, apparently McSorley was playing with an illegal stick for the entire playoffs. So,
yeah.
But they're just too dumb to call him out on it.
But McSorley had a major hit on Doug Gilmore. And I looked some of this up. Who had broken the arm of Tomas Sandstrom in this previous season, in the beginning of the season. So it was kind of like they were ready to scrap anyway, and this was how it started. And then I did not know this, but Don Cherry like went all in on Toronto and just to piss off the Kings on Hockey Night in Canada and just tried to stir the pot a little. So and just calling players names and all kinds of shit, and then
doing Don Cherry things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I will say that like game seven, Gretzky's hat trick to get the win, And Gretzky later said that Game 7 of the 93 Campbell Conference Finals was the greatest game he ever played.
Wow.
Yeah, so to come from Gretz to have that comment, that would be my
really
third pick, yeah.
Wow.
I'll take that.
I mean, the man got a Hattie and an assist, so.
That was on my list. It was that series. Good pick. All
right. Fair enough. It's funny that Don Cherry would go in on the Leafs and they haven't won a cup since 1967. Lucky Don.
Well, I mean, just because fucking a U.S. team, according to John Cherry. So.
Ooh, yeah. I got word that looks
is like. Is that Don's brother?
Who?
What? It sounded like you said John Cherry.
No, I said Don.
Eh.
Don't you roll dare. It back.
Don't you dare fix it in post, you fuck.
wow, it's gonna be, you know, according to Don Cherry.
Don Cherry. Donald Cherry.
Jerry?
Oh, man. All right. My final pick, and no one was going to take it, so that's why I saved it last. But 2011, first series, only series for the Kings against the Sharks. And the only reason why I picked that is it was such a non-starter for the Kings. They lost the series 4-2. Actually, I don't think I watched a game where the Kings won. It's what got me into hockey. It's why I am sitting here on this silly little podcast today. It's what got me into hockey, what got me pumped about hockey. And it can't go without mention.
Fair enough.
Literally nothing else exciting about that series other than they won a couple games. But
I mean, other people might hate that series more now because it got you into hockey. But, you know.
Fair. Fair.
Like, I had to think about that one for a second.
Hannah hates it.
I don't even know if that comment from Mikey, love it. I don't even know if that goes with that or not, but it plays. So we'll let it ride.
Yep. Also, according to Mikey, about 3 minutes ago, Bob Miller was going to be on the post game for Dodgers to talk about Vin. And I also saw he's going to be on some show on XM Radio tomorrow morning. It's the big show they do in the morning for on the NHL XM to talk about Vin. So if you're listening to this live, check it out. If you have XM, Sirius XM, if you're listening to this on Thursday, Friday, whatever day it goes out, you're fucked. So I'm sure it's somewhere out there on the interwebs.
All right, here you go. This one's for you, Jordan, this comment.
Dennis is right. Hashtag second Jordan. Right about what, Mikey?
Well, that doesn't happen very often.
I'm usually about, wrong.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
He never says suck it to his boyfriend.
What?
But I'm confused.
Yeah, okay. So moving on. I mean, I guess I'm going to pick this one because the ping pong balls fell my way. And no one else picked it. But
wait, are you going to do your ping pong ball trick again?
Across the room. Into the cup.
Got a story about a bachelor party?
I mean, I feel like I'm taking the cheap way out with picking the Rangers, but I'm glad I picked that one over you. But 2012. First Stanley Cup.
Oh, my God. How did that go on?
Versus the Devils. I mean, what else needs to be said? First cup in franchise history. It's got to be on the list.
Got to be on the list.
Yep. I mean, ping pong balls fell my way. I'm taking it.
I picked Anaheim. What a dumbass.
Oh, for that one. So,
yeah.
I mean, that Anaheim was good.
Yeah, it was a really good series. And I think I was more wrapped up in that whole.
Yeah.
Series of series, if you know what I'm saying.
At Staples South, like the whole thing, like it's there's a very good reason that one is on that list. So, and much better than the other ones I had on the list. I didn't even put that one on for some reason. So
we were always. I mean, on a night where we lose the best broadcaster in baseball, to go back and I'll go back and like just Google it occasionally, and I used to be able to recite it almost word for word. But Bob Miller's call. On them finally winning the Stanley Cup is so fucking good.
Mm-hmm. And just the fact that the Kings still had them call any cup winning games in case that they won, they had Bob's call of it. Fucking class act right there. That is such a pro move. So
yeah, it was, I'm probably going to go listen to that after the show.
Same.
That's like bone chillingly good. It's such a good, I feel like an idiot for taking Anaheim, but like you said, the Kings finally wear their crown. Yeah. That's the line that I was thinking of.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So question, in hindsight, what's a better call? I guess that's the thing that was, Vin didn't call it. But winning a final World Series before Vin passed away, or Bob Miller's first Stanley Cup before he retired, although he called both.
So winning a World Series for Vin.
Winning a final World Series after a
Bob calling the first Kings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Vin's seen him before.
Yeah. Right, but there was also a 30-something year drought too.
But Bob got to call it. You know, and back in the day, Bob would have been the one to call it before they started doing national broadcasts for everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So the fact that's why I love that the Kings gave him and Jim that opportunity.
Yeah.
So that we can have that forever.
Yeah. Right. No, and I agree. I think there's people that would make the argument otherwise, and I think the argument is valid, but it's Bob.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you can't, I mean, you've got Bob Miller, Vin Scully, Chick Hearn, all in one city, all calling great teams, all having championships. Like, this is just a trifecta of just amazing experiences that were shared. And it's like they were all the craft of their sport, right? They were all the pinnacle. I think if you talk to any,
they were all the benchmark.
Yeah,
like they were. Yeah.
So yeah, and don't sleep on Ralph Lawler either. I mean, he was calling Clippers games, but he was
poor guy.
He's great in his own right. I mean, unfortunately, he called the shittier team.
Yeah.
But dude, I mean, he's another one of the legends. I mean, just unfortunately, he called that team, so he's not as known. But right. Yeah, I mean, in LA, we have been very lucky. Some, you know, the Angels have had some legendary announcers throughout the years. Unfortunately, you know, some of them aren't with us anymore, and some of them are stuck on radio. So, but yeah.
We had the first, second, third, and now we have the Faust best. It played better in my head, but
I sure hope it did.
is Lawler like the Teddy Roosevelt of Mount Rushmore? Like, he's pretty good, but like, yeah, you like, you got like a teddy
bear. They had the room, so they had to put another one up there.
Yeah. I mean, no disrespect, obviously.
Mikey, that's exactly where I was going. And we got Alex Faust now.
Nobody on this podcast is sleeping on Alex Faust.
No. Well, and bringing it back to baseball.
I mean, James might, but
he might try.
I mean, you get him enough chicken bakes. See what happens.
Josh Pizzeria. And don't sleep on, I mean, obviously nobody's sleeping on Joe Davis, but Joe Davis, who replaced Vin Scully, is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
He's very good.
I don't get to watch Dodger games, so.
Yeah, well, neither do I, but
I do.
And when I do get to watch it, they are nationally broadcasted, so I don't get to hear him a lot, but he does other sports as well, and he's very good. He's
come over to the studio and watch anytime.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See you tomorrow. Just kidding.
Sweet.
Like, there's a lot of baseball games during the season. Sure, you want that to
Jordan's gonna start paying rent. you should just got the subscription.
Nah, fuck Spectrum.
Don't forget about Patio. Foxy and Fausty.
Actually, right. Patio has been at least earlier in the season. I'm not sure who their regular guy is for the Angels, but he was calling a lot of Angels games. He does a good job.
He's still calling a lot of Angels games. Honestly, he's a lot more exciting than what they've had.
Well, and he's won awards. He's won broadcasting awards, like several of them.
For his play-by-play?
No. Not for play-by-play, but.
Oh, okay. I was saying that's pretty quick, but I mean.
Is he their play-by-play guy or is he the color guy?
No, he's play-by-play. Mark Ubizo is still doing. That's right. Okay. He's still the analyst. So, I mean, he's doing pretty well.
I feel like
from
the lines
heard.
Are very mixed in baseball.
But does he it's say Foxy and Fausti on an Angels game? No.
No.
So I watch Angels games sober. I'm lying. I'm lying. I don't watch.
That's the only reason.
So in other words, we got to get him back on so we can come up with a new drinking game.
Yeah. That's what we'll. You know what? We'll call him back on the show and see if we can't get a drink game on Angels games.
You need something besides just how shitty they are to drink.
There's a long to make it fun. Time. It seems like double the time of watching a Kings game.
Yeah. I just think of, like, you know, when people first start doing broadcasting like that, they move into like a play-by-play role. It takes them a while to kind of find their way and find their style and get very comfortable with it. But it seems like he's settling in pretty quick. And so if he's as good as he is now, give him some more time. He might be the permanent guy. So
do we want him to be good? Because if he's good, then we lose him on the Kings side. Potentially.
Yeah, but also and then we're stuck. Carlin's been killing it.
And then we're potentially stuck with Petros Papadakis.
No, we're not. Carlin's been killing
it. I'll kill myself.
Patio sounds like he belongs on SNL's Californians. Okay.
That's pretty funny.
Where's my tequila? I drank it last week. That was the end of the bottle.
I think I got tequila in here if you want.
I just have to run to Costco and get another bottle. So
you should probably just drive.
No, he can run.
It's literally across
the
street.
It's right there.
It's like maybe it's like, a block and a half away.
Yeah.
I feel like this is potential off-season content. See if Dennis can run all the way to Costco.
That would hurt.
I don't know if he would run. He could possibly jog.
I could jog.
He could be there and back in 30 minutes.
It's the same thing.
We could start a show. Well, no, because it's too late. Jesus.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the intro to the show. I'm going to run over to Costco, break in because they're closed, get my tequila, and then be back before
he can be back,
I have to do the outro.
He'll be back before we get to Mikey. Well, you got at least 20 minutes of Mikey's
voicemails. Dude, that's plenty of time. 10 minutes there, 5 minutes in the store.
Hey, this is a light week for Mikey.
I know, right?
That's true.
Speaking of, we should get into it.
Yeah. Do you want to do voicemail or text messages first?
Voicemail. Oh, there's other voicemails too.
James prepares.
Saturday. Okay, we're going to play Saturday.
Hey, fuckers. It's Dustin Brown's water bottle.
Let's start over.
Hey, fuckers.
He speaks.
It's Dustin Brown's water bottle.
Hey, fuckers.
I have some bad news. I'm getting shipped off to New York. So. Yeah, I guess since when the NHL deal happened, all Gatorade bottles are being melted down to become body armor bottles. I can't believe it. I really hope that I can be made into a Mamba Forever strawberry grape, because that flavor is delicious. Also contains 10% coconut water. Fun fact.
I'm going to try it next week.
So yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to say hi and I guess bye. But before I go, I wanted to see if you guys would help me solve an argument I had with some of my friends on the bench.
Ooh.
See, I love this band, but they don't. So, do you guys like Imagine Dragons? Imagine Dragons, these nuts on your face. Get fucked, Jordan. Water bottle.
Imagine Dragons, these nuts on your face. Get fucked, Jordan. I might open all season long with that for my can crack. Imagine Dragons, these nuts on your face. Get fucked, Jordan. I'm putting that on a button. In memory of Dustin Brown's water bottle, I'm putting that on a fucking button.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that is is so great. What a great fucking quote. Oh, is that a show title? Imagine dragging these nuts on your face. Get fucked, Jordan.
Part of it, maybe.
Get F, Jordan. Can we do it?
I mean, I could. It's very long, but I mean, there are no rules.
Well done.
Oh, that is my favorite quote.
Listen,
that might be my favorite quote of the year.
Jordan is always up for a good Jordan roast, and that was a good Jordan roast. So.
That was a great Jordan roast.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm in for Imagine Dragons.
No, yeah, well, you also like fucking that other Canadian band.
Nickelback?
Yeah, there it is.
Put a nickel on your back.
And then drag these nuts on your face.
There's nothing wrong with Nickelback. Get fucked.
There's lots wrong with Nickelback.
There's nothing. Hey, listen, if they make music that makes people happy, then fuck it, dude. Who cares?
I mean, there's somebody for everybody, right?
There's somebody for everybody.
James, I will challenge you. Name a shitty band. Nickelback.
Imagine Dragons.
Morrissey.
Wow. You might have just pissed off a shit ton of Kings fans.
Okay. Fuck it. I don't like Morrissey. I don't get it, but it's not my thing. That's the thing. It's not that he's shitty. It's just it's not my thing.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No.
Thank you. Fact. Terrible.
Fact.
They're fun.
The best thing about the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Are they not fun? I watched them at the Rams game. They're in the Coliseum. They're fun to watch.
The best thing about the Red Hot Chili Peppers is the cock sock incident.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with their music.
Best thing about Red Hot Chili Peppers is Flea.
I was going to say that Flea became an actor because of the band, because he's got his little roles, but he's always fun to watch in those little roles.
He was a fun drummer, though. Like I enjoyed watching him. As a drummer, what do you think?
I mean, as a drummer, I don't think Flea's a very good drummer.
Okay.
Because he's a bass player.
Oh, he's a bass player? My bad. I didn't know. Yeah, you're right. You're right. He is. My bad.
Chad Smith is the drummer.
No, Will Ferrell is the drummer.
Yes.
Will Ferrell is the drummer for Red Hot Chili Peppers. They fucking had a drum off. Which show was it?
It was on
late night show.
Kimmel.
It was Kimmel.
It was on Kimmel because Will Ferrell wasn't playing Will Ferrell was just like faking playing, and Questlove was actually doing his drumming part.
Oh, was he really?
Fucking hilarious, yeah. I love Questlove. That dude is...
Questlove is great.
He is just a fantastic person.
Name someone with a bigger Afro pick collection. You can't.
Not in today's world.
No.
Cher, someone else should... Mikey said Cher.
Yeah.
I don't know. That video on the battleship, that was dope.
Of course, yeah.
Go Navy.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what song that is for, so...
You don't need to.
Mikey, if you come back with the name of that song, then you can't hate Cher.
I mean, I to go back to the voicemail, with the getting melted down into body armor. I mean, that kind of sucks because BioSteel is the new official drink.
Oh, BioSteel is.
So it's BioSteel, yeah. Which was started, co-founded by Michael Camilleri.
Well, that's right, huh?
I don't know anything about BioSteel.
They got that. It's not body armor. So, sorry, you must be going to MLB.
AHL.
Later!
I've seen BioSteel, like, the packets. I don't know anything about their drinks.
They don't have anything, like, I mean, you can buy, like, a carton, but they don't have, like, a Gatorade bottle style, so.
Oh, they apparently they have a Hydro Pack.
That's a marketing name. What is it?
It's like, you know. It's
a hydration pack.
The cardboard.
Yeah.
It's like fucking protein drinks, dude. They got that little cardboard, whatchamacallit?
Yeah, it's like a Muscle Milk carton.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's an electrolyte drink.
Gotcha. In your mouth. Got it.
In your mouth. Amazingly smooth after biking. From Jen R., verified buyer. It says... 5 stars. Amazingly smooth after biking.
Dennis
would like that. Smooth.
Smooth.
Okay.
Smooth.
Smooth.
S-M-O-O-V-E.
So I can read it. We got a text from the water bottle too. We got a little bit of conflicting information from him.
Okay.
He said, "So interesting bit of news, guys. I'm actually being placed inside the statue. I'll be in his pocket. You didn't hear that from me." And then he says, "Suck it, Dennis." Okay.
All right.
You know, Dennis, you didn't have to read that last part, but you did, and I'm proud of you.
I mean, I'm a man of integrity.
I wouldn't have read it. Fuck it.
I know you wouldn't. You actively try not to, but
I try and mute Mikey all the time. Yeah. Never works, but I try.
Unsuccessfully. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's another one.
All right.
I hope you handled that Triple Crown line. If not, fuck you guys.
Fucking killed it, Mikey. Thanks, suck it.
Did you guys know that the Kings have 1.1 million followers on Twitter? 1.1 million. And somehow, Hannah and I are the only fucking people that leave voicemails.
But we don't have 1.1 million followers.
Jaden. There is a difference here.
And sometimes Jaden.
And sometimes Martinetti's beard. One time.
Well, only when he's mad at James.
1.1 million people. Someone leave a fucking voicemail. Why is it just me?
Because we only have time for you.
Anyway,
there's actually lots of other voicemails we're not playing.
7-0-0-8-7-5-2. Zero zero eight seven.
All right.
Jordan. Hi. Jordan. Yep. Jordan.
Here. Present.
Jordan. Eat a key. Jordan. Hashtag suck it, Jordan. I guess that'll make James happy.
Yes.
That'll make James happy. That all right. It's just host service now.
Yeah.
James likes being serviced.
7-0-8-7. Kings play hockey next month. Heyo.
Heyo.
Let's go. I'm rambling.
I feel like that's 2 months away.
I wanted to get that 1.1 million followers thing out there. Like, if you do the math, the percentage of Kings fans leaving you voicemails is 0.00003.
It's a lot of zeros. I wish I had that on check.
We got to get that up to 1%. So we need
1%.
Sure.
We're going to have a voicemail show every week.
Right? So, what? We need like 11,000 voicemails for one episode? That'll be 1%. I hope. I don't know.
I'm bad at math. James. So,
off-season goal, right. 1,100 voicemails. Let's go! Okay. If you haven't hung up on me already.
Oh, we can do that?
Yeah, then just done. All right. There's only one word left on the voicemail, so I feel like.
Good enough.
Yeah, we get the credit for hanging up without actually hanging up.
So. There you go.
Just like we haven't done that in a long time.
No, I did it last week. Okay. Which is a reference. That's what he's referring to.
Zero, for reference, the King's Realm has 0.001% of the followers as the Los Angeles Kings.
So if we had 1% of the King's followers, that would basically be 10 times the followers we have now. Do that math. Boom. How fun is that? Math is fun.
Yeah! I don't think I'll ever not laugh at that soundbite.
Since Mikey is still on the Twitch, I actually thought of a question that I need answered here shortly.
Damn it, James.
I want to know, does Mikey dial the number every time, or is our voicemail
it's got to be in his contacts. Phone. It's in his contacts. It's got to be. We might be on speed dial. He's just got to hold down to the number 2.
He goes to recents.
Remember that from old school phones.
Mm-hmm.
Recents.
All right.
Are you trying to say he doesn't call other people, James?
104.
He's got a fiance, so she's number 1. King's Rome voicemail. Might be number 2.
Fair enough.
We're at least on the favorites list.
I'll take number two over behind a fiancé anytime.
A fiancé.
Is that like a Beyonce, but a fiancé?
Beyonce? I didn't even want to do it tonight, so don't pick on me.
All right. We can end the suffering.
Let me go so I can go cry.
Jordan remembers something.
What do I remember? Something.
You're getting kudos.
Remember.
So
I'll take it.
All right. So be sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at Kings Realm Pod and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a voicemail or send us a text, just like Mikey is begging you to do at 562-317-0087. And as always, check out the hockeypodcastnetwork.com.
Mikey's back hurts, actually, from carrying the whole voicemail.
Yeah,
segment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's sore.
10,998 other people need to get on fucking board here.
Facts. He also has our contact saved.
Wrong. Yes.
Wrong facts. I know you don't know the other facts, so.
What's it saved as? Because I want to know.
Yeah. What is our number saved as?
Leave a fucking voicemail.
It says it's under Mikey. Domino's.
All right, we'll find out after the song.
Pizza
for dog. James Whitlock, Jordan Heckman, I'm Dennis Wilson saying,
go Kings, go! Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go!
I was burping as you started that.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's going to be worse than usual. Suck it, Mikey.